G'day, it's Moffy. Today is May 6. The Eiffel Tower was officially opened on this day in 1889 in Paris. Elton John released his hit Rocket Man in 1972. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find. The Knack formed in 1978. It was on this day in 1998 that Steve Jobs from Apple unveiled the first iMac to the world.
It's been 10 months since a new management team took over at Apple. People have been working really hard. You can see a lot of cars in the parking lots, some nights and the weekends. And because of their hard work, I'm really pleased to report to you today that Apple's back on track.
Australian businessman and TV mogul Reg Grundy died in 2016.
You're part of the business of entertaining people.
See, I always cry.
I always cry. You can say what you like, I won't cry at what you say, but I love the hell out of when I say those wonderful things.
And in Brisbane in 2006, Go-Betweens rocker Grant McLennan died of a heart attack just aged 48. Neighbors, everybody needs good birthdays today, and former Neighbours star Alan Dale is 74.
We were on Channel 7 and got canned after 7 months. And so we thought we were out of work, and then a month later we were told to assemble at Channel 10.
Bob Seger is 76. Still like that old time of rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes your soul. I reminisce about the days of old with that old time of rock and roll. Longtime guitarist for Elton John's band David Johnston is 70 today. Former British PM Tony Blair turned 68.
I feel like everyone else in this country today, utterly devastated. The people everywhere, not just here in Britain, everywhere, they kept faith with Princess Diana. They liked her, they loved her, they regarded her as one of the people. She was the people's princess.
One half of Kath and Kim, Gina Riley, is 60 today.
I've got to say, my morning sickness nicked off once you put your clothes back on.
Very funny, Kim. No, I now realise how damn good my body is.
And Harry and Meghan's son, Archie, turns 2. Everything's Archie. And it all happened today, May the 6th.